Off the ball.
Rugby.
I think Munster are in a bad state. I think Munster have been in a badly run organisation for a while. And it pains me to say this, I don't like saying it. I love Munster. I mean, I cut my teeth as rugby core the Irish Times in the noughties.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look back at yesterday's Premier League games, including our live commentary matches as Spurs take a step closer to relegation. Manchester City make a statement with a win over Chelsea to close the gap on league leaders Arsenal, and Ireland train in Gdansk ahead of tomorrow's crucial World Cup qualifier against Poland. But first to events in the Premier League yesterday, Manchester City scored 3 second half goals to beat Chelsea 3-0 at Stamford Bridge. Nico O'Reilly scored the first. Mark Gahey and Jeremy Doku made sure of the 3 points for City, who were 6 points behind Arsenal. The Gunners were beaten by Bournemouth on Saturday afternoon. The two sides will meet at the Etihad this Sunday in our live commentary game on Off the Ball. It starts at 4:30. The 10-time league winners have a game in hand as well, but they do have some tricky tests in their last 7 matches, and manager Pep Guardiola knows there's still a long way to go.
Of course, Arsenal is the final for us, for them as well, but for us, Arsenal. But after, don't tell me Brentford at home will be easy. Go to Bournemouth. Go to Bournemouth to win. Go to Aston Villa home to win. So still as many, many things is going to happen. That's why I said relax, guys. Relax.
The result was a real blow for Chelsea's hopes of qualifying for the Champions League. They've lost 3 league games in a row without scoring a goal, and this came after deciding to drop World Cup winning midfielder Enzo Fernandez due to his comments about moving away from the club. Boss Liam Rossini admits that may have been a mistake.
Possibly. Enzo's a top player, and honestly, he's a top character. And I'm looking forward to having him back. But Enzo is now clear. He's had the conversations he's needed to have. He's been fantastic in the last few days in supporting myself and the team, and I can't wait to have him back in the squad.
And speaking on Off the Ball's final whistle, Keith Tracy joined Stephen Doyle, and he says he fancies City now to take home the Premier League title.
From an Arsenal point of view, I'm very worried. I think Arsenal are going to come up short on all fronts here still.
Yeah, because they've improved that goal difference as well. There's only 3 goals. Arsenal are plus 38, City plus 35. And again, that game next week, like, we'll have it live and off the ball next Sunday. City at home to Arsenal. And like, you would be kind of thinking that's a game that City should win.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at it here, you're thinking City will probably go and win that. But again, as an Arsenal fan, I'm looking and thinking that could be a real nil all the way through. Could easily be defined by a set piece, and we all know how strong Arsenal are from set pieces. But through open play, I think Cherki has the most assists now from open play. Haaland, I think, has 7 assists from open play. So you've got Semenyo, Haaland, Cherki, Doku, Reinders comes to the party as well. They've got so many options they can hurt you with, whereas Arsenal look quite limited from open play. It looks like it's going to be a set piece or, you know, something along those lines that Arsenal will score from. But from open play, City look irresistible at the minute, and it's very, very hard to back anybody against Manchester City at the minute.
And you can listen to all of that back now for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. Elsewhere yesterday, Tottenham were beaten 1-0 away to Sunderland in Roberto De Zerbi's first game as Tottenham boss, and he says that he has to change his players' mindset fast to keep them up.
My job is not now to change the style of play. I did 2-3 things with the ball, 2-3 things without the ball, but the crucial part is not with the ball or without the ball. It's in our mentality.
Spurs remain 3rd from bottom. They're 2 points from safety. Meanwhile, Sunderland captain Granit Xhaka says they owed their fans a win. Nuri Mukeli's deflected strike was the difference in the first half. The Wearsiders are up to 10th in the table. They're just 2 points behind 6th place Chelsea.
Yeah, after nearly 4 weeks not being home, it was so important after 3 defeats at home to come back to give the fans what they deserve. And I think today we was the better team. We deserve 3 points.
Also on Off the Ball's final whistle yesterday, Brian Kerr joined Richie McCormack and says that Spurs are doing nothing to prevent themselves from sliding closer to the Championship.
Do you see them surviving?
Not on the evidence. There's nothing there. If you go 14 games without a win, that's relegation form. They've gradually drifted down the table over. I mean, there was times in the season where they looked comfortably in the mid-table. But if you go 14 games, I think that's 5 draws and 9 defeats. That is out-and-out relegation form. 30 points from 32 games is relegation form, unless you do something dramatic. We've seen teams in the past pull something out of the bag and win a few games late on. That's what it's going to take them, Spurs, now with six games left. Can they pull it out of the bag and do something dramatic? There is quality players there, but they're not producing it on any regular basis.
Sunderland striker Brian Brobby was racially abused on social media after yesterday's win against Tottenham. The club say it's not an isolated incident. They've slammed ongoing and unacceptable behaviour inside stadiums and online. Sunderland have made a report to the Premier League and are working with the police and social media outlets to address the situation. Nottingham Forest picked up another point to take themselves further away from the relegation zone. They drew 1-1 with 4th place Aston Villa at the City Ground, which moved Forest up to 16th place, 3 points ahead of Spurs and 18th. Meanwhile, Newcastle boss Eddie Howe has bemoaned another loss after scoring first. They conceded 2 late goals, with striker Jean-Philippe Mateta scoring both for Crystal Palace in their 2-1 win at Selhurst Park. Newcastle have dropped 25 points from winning positions this season.
Those numbers are incredible, really, and it's blighted our season. The fact that we haven't been able to sort of consolidate really good passages of the game but go on and score more goals. And it's a game of few chances, but we still look vulnerable towards the end of the game, and that's hugely disappointing.
Manchester United boss Michael Carrick wants his players to embrace the intensity of their rivalry with Leeds when the two sides meet at Old Trafford tonight. Both sides are looking for points for different reasons at either end of the table. Carrick's expecting a special atmosphere.
Yeah, as I say, it's why we're involved for these type of games, and we're certainly aware of it. I'm certainly aware of it. The players are aware of it. If the extra that it means on top of the standard 3 points. So, we're looking forward to it. It's a big night for us.
Leeds boss Daniel Farke doesn't believe United's lack of recent action will make any difference. United haven't played since the 20th of March due to the international break and the FA Cup schedule. Farke side were back in action last weekend when they beat West Ham on penalties to advance to the semi-finals of the FA Cup.
I think both managers, both clubs and both teams are also experienced enough to adapt to the situation. And for that I expect also a difficult game for us, and we want to prepare in the best possible way.
Tonight's game at Old Trafford kicks off at 8 o'clock. Carlo Ward's Ireland squad trained this morning ahead of tomorrow's crucial World Cup qualifier against Poland in Gdansk. Ireland have lost their opening two qualifiers, the first at home to France and then away to the Netherlands, both by 1 goal. Tomorrow's game is part of a doubleheader of fixtures with Poland this week. Katie McCabe has been training with strapping on her hand, but it is nothing to worry about, according to the management team. And you can hear live commentary of the game tomorrow from 5 o'clock on the Go Loud app with Ben Symes. There'll be immediate reaction on the news round and off the ball from 7 o'clock as well on Tuesday evening. And Troy Parrott scored his 28th goal of the season for AZ Alkmaar in their 3-0 win against Heerenveen yesterday. AZ now trail 5th place Ajax by 3 points. It was Parrott's 15th goal of the season in the Eredivisie, adding to his club tally from Dutch Cups and Conference League games as well. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
And it's going to be a second yellow card here for Mandy, and he's off. And Lille's task may now be insurmountable.
Oh, Mandy. You came and you went without taking the ball, and the rest sent you away. Sorry, Rob.
That's a round of applause line, Gary.
Gaffer sort of tried to throw the boys under the bus in terms of who had to play against Man City away, and me and Matty Ritchie was asking for like tactical improvements for weeks or months or whatever. We were coming at half time and I think it was like 2 or 3 nil or something down, and he's like, boys, like, you keep asking for tactics, I don't do tactics, just put your boots on and work hard. That's like,
is that the legendary Dwight Gale, isn't it, who missed the chance in the quarterfinal against Manchester City? Is that the same Dwight Gale? Okay, interesting.
Saucer of milk, table two. Wow.
Been round the block a long, long time. I've only managed 1,050 games, but according to Dwight, I don't know what I'm doing. So I like other people make their mind up in a bit more established than what Dwight ever was.